I heard the thunderous crashing while I was ironing, folding tablecloths, bed linen, napkins by the score. 5 bottles of white wine smashed, a female voice shouted, followed by help, and then my name. It was Bridget, an Anglo-Irish friend from Cannes, who had offered to come up and lend a hand with preparations. I hurried from the second of the 2 stables, where we kept washing machine, ironing board, and wicker baskets, spilling over with dirty clothes, rather grandly referred to as the laundry room, to find out what had happened. "I'm soaked!" she cried. The bottles had been stored on top of the fridge in the garage, because there was no space left within, nor in any of the other fridges belonging to the farm. This one, a rather decaying specimen, was really only fit for beverages, and it was stuffed to bursting with bottles of rosé, soft drinks, water and whites. I went in to take a look. Seeping liquid and shards of green glass greeted me. Several chunks of plaster had fallen away from the ceiling, landed on the wine, and sent the bottles skittling to the ground. My friend's T-shirt was splashed and stained. "Oh, Bridget, sorry. Give it to me. I'm just about to do another wash. Borrow one of mine, why not, and I'll clean this mess up." Bridget smiled, shook her head. "Don't worry about it. Courage," she said. "I best be off to cook himself some lunch and change my clothes. I'll see you later." "Thanks for helping." I kissed her on both cheeks and waved as she wheeled off down the drive. Where were the others? I wondered. Quashia, our Algerian Berber gardener, had taken the weekend off and gone to Marseille with a carload of his woolly-hatted companions. Michel, with the first of our house guests, had driven to the supermarket hours earlier to do a big shop. I glanced at my watch. It was close to 2. The dogs were sleeping beneath the trees out of the heat. Summer had suddenly swooped in, threatening thunder but never delivering. Besides myself, only the cicadas were busy. I traipsed off to find the dustpan and brush, doubting that we would ever be ready for this upcoming event. Commencing the following Tuesday, today was Saturday, arriving over the course of 5 days, we were expecting 123 guests. Michelle had decided that a welcome home and belated birthday party for Carol was in order. I cleared up the glass, poured the shards into a box in the boot of my car, to deposit it later at the bottle bank down near the gypsy settlement. Painstakingly sponged up the 3¾ litres of wine, gave the cement floor a brisk mop, took one look at the shambles this garage had become during my absence, and retired to the cool white walls within the farmhouse, to within my den, where I settled back into an African planter's chair, one of a pair I had found in a brocante in the 4th arrondissement in Paris some years back. I had been home almost 3 weeks and was still in limbo, still unpacking, still attempting to heave myself into the swing of things here at Appassionata, our olive farm. Silently, I was missing so much. I closed my eyes and listened to the cicadas, to the fan overhead whirring in whispers, transporting me back to foreign lands, to stark, evocative rock formations, sea-fringed, shadowy silhouettes looming into the midday light.